Some people get caught quicker than others, but there's an adversary. As soon as you open that door, he can get a hand on you. See, you don't know. See, people don't realize. You say, how did a person get by? I know what they're doing. How they get by so long? They see somebody praying for them, standing in the gap for them. It's not what they are doing, it's what somebody else is doing. But sooner or later, if you don't turn, sooner or later, you get past it and God said, that's it. And see, God can say that's it because he knows. I said, God can say that's it because he knows. He knows you're not going to turn. For you to keep on messing up and fouling up everybody else, he said, let them get out of here. Oh, yeah. But somebody's praying for you. That's how people, that's how some get to come in later because somebody prayed them in. Stood in the gap. But if you don't know this, see, young people, you live your lives and just want to do what you feel, whatever that's, you see what other people doing. And see, I know you can go on Facebook, you can go on internet, you can go on this thing, you can pull up this and you can Google that, you can do this and you can do that. And you can see anything, you can see men and women with some clothes on, you see them with some clothes on, you see them with no clothes on. You can see the whole act. Hello, hello. Hey, y'all in the house. And you get consumed with that, then you see them doing the drugs, you see them doing the gang, the stealing, the robbing, the playing, all kinds. And you get caught up in that and don't get the love of Jesus in your heart. I hope that, Lord. And don't let the love of God be poured out in your heart. See, the love of God will constrain you. That thing my flesh would do if it wasn't for the love of God. In my heart. Oh, yeah. Even at 77 years old. Thank God for the love of God. Flesh will do whatever you allow it to do. Hello? Amen. Just because you're old don't mean you. That flesh changed because it got old. It's just, you better stay on top of it. Amen? So God gave a covenant blessing to his people, Israel. I guess I'm going to have to do this further. But listen to this. Exodus, give me Exodus 23, 25, and 6. And listen to what he said. He made a covenant with him. He said, and you shall serve the Lord your God. Notice what he said. Now, you shall do what? Serve, follow, obey, do what he says. That's what he's saying by serve. Follow me. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm taking you. I know what I have for you. Ye shall serve the Lord your God. And what happened? And he shall what? In other words, the food you eat, he's going to bless it. What you mean? When you eat it, it's not going to make you sick. It's not going to give you all this other stuff that you get from food that ain't blessed. Ooh. And you just eating it because it's good. And it's killing you all while you're doing it. But he said, if you follow me, I'll have you eat. I'll bless your bread. Out of what you eat will be good. Hello, is that all right? I'll bless your bread and what else? And your water. And I will take what? Sickness away from the midst of thee. And thou shalt nothing cast a young. That means you get pregnant, you're going to carry the thing, the baby, the whole full term. You got cattle, they're not going to be giving birth premature. Animals, whatever, your livestock, your animal going to be blessed. Nothing, because he said nothing, didn't he? He said nothing. Cast a young, nor be what? Then you won't have a bunch of cattle and you won't be a bunch of women. You just barren. All you do is just have it, you know, and don't ever get pregnant. Now you're going to be a fruitful woman. God gave me a fruitful woman. K Can't nobody go around and say she ain't no good, boy. Anyway, let me go. We got the evidence. Do you have any evidence? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Evidence. Nothing cast that young nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Woo! What is God saying? I'm going to give you some good day, happy day, prosper day, hallelujah, joyful day. Not sorrow and pain and suffering, but joyful day. Joy, the peace, the blessing, the prosperity, the good thing, the good time. See, we were created for good, not evil. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said this to his, this were the Old Testament covenant people. This is what he said to them. That's what I'm reading, what he said to God. Now watch what he said. As long as Israel walked in the covenant, there was no premature death as long as they kept the covenant. Wow, man. So what do we have now? You know what we have now? We have what? Premature death. Not fully carried. Pregnancy carried out. Then not only that, we have also what we call abortion, right? They won't let the woman carry it out. They go kill the baby and call it a fetus. Ain't no baby. Y'all are smarter than me. I can't figure out how it's a fetus, but when it come out full term, it's a baby. I don't know how they pull that trick off. You remember me telling the story about the pig? Anybody remember that story? How many remember that story? Yeah, I know. I thought some of you remember. Some of y'all hadn't heard it. Guy liked to drink. His wife wanted a pig. She said, honey, you go down there and get me a pig. And he got tired of her bugging him, and he had to pass by the liquor store while he was on his way. So he stopped by and got him a shot and went on down to see the man with the pig. And he said, my last chance. So put that pig in a we call it a tow sack. I don't know if young people know what that is. A cloth sack with it with little holes in it, you know, woven together like you can know how they weave stuff together, but it's got little holes in it. So he says, I'm bringing this thing here, and I might as well give me another shot before I go home, because I don't know where I'll be back this way. So he left the pig out there in the tow sack, and the boy saw him. And while he in there getting a drink, they took the pig out and put a possum in. And he got in, he feeling pretty good, because you know he had a shot. Here's your pig here. And so he threw that pig down at her feet. She opened that thing up with a possum. And so she said, you go get me a pig. I didn't tell you to get me no possum. He took off, you know, he went by. He said, well, I might as well take the advantage of the opportunity. And I stopped to get him another drink. And then boy, I took that pig out, that possum, and put the pig back in. Got on down to the man. I came here to buy a pig. You sold me a possum. You know how people, and they pretty tight. How they, you sold me a possum. And that man opened up that sack, and that pig came out. He wouldn't call it either one. He said, thing, you... You got to make up your mind what you're going to be.